It's time for the Naples Mac Help Podcast with Apple Certified Support Professional, Jeff Kaur.
Well, welcome back, listeners and viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of this show, here with Jeff Kaur. Jeff, how you doing?
Very good, Charlie. Thank you this morning.
Great to see you as always. And security. Let's talk some. Can you have too much security? I mean, you just never know in this wild world of the internet and hackers and viruses and on and on. So let's talk security.
Yeah, well, one of the big things I want to talk about today is everybody uses Google. And Google, as you know, is an advertising company. So all the data they collect is used to generate advertising income. So, and believe it or not, Google does collect a lot of data on you, even if you don't know it. So I'm going to explain today how you can change some of your settings on your phone or your computer in order to make sure that you have a little more privacy. Because as you've noticed, probably, let's say you're going to go on a fishing trip and you're searching for some wading boots on Google. Mm. Well, all of a sudden you see ads for boots all over the place. Well, that's not a coincidence. So I'm going to explain how you can kind of limit some of the tracking that they do and what's necessary and what's not necessary.
So I love it. I love it. And and I have a follow-up question, but
Okay. So one thing you want to do is remember that Google owns YouTube. They own Google Docs. They own Google Sheets. They own Chrome. They own a lot of things, all the Google Nest cameras and thermostats you have, those are all connected to Google. Yeah. So if you have a Nest thermostat and you have it set to wake up when you come home and turn the temperature down a few degrees, well, Google knows that. Google knows when you're home and when you're not. Wow. So you have to be very careful because pretty much they permeate every aspect of technology. One of the first things you can do to kind of get Google out is use a different search engine. So Google and Apple have a relationship where Google pays Apple, this is kind of rumor, but it's pretty solid information, $800 million a year to make Google the primary search engine on your iPhone and iPad and Mac computer. So if you open Safari and just type something in the top bar, it's going to give you Google results. And that is a big revenue for Apple. So, you know, even if they don't like Google, $800 million is a lot of money. So one thing you can do is go into your settings on any device, whether it's a PC or a Mac, go to your settings for your search engine, and you could change your search engine to something like DuckDuckGo or even Bing, which is Microsoft's search engine. Bing does a little advertising tracking, but DuckDuckGo is totally anonymous. They don't track anything you do. It's probably about 95% of the results you would get on Google. So, you know, you could use Google as a backup, but basically DuckDuckGo will keep your searches private. They don't track you. They don't sell any of your information. They don't look at what you're looking at. So DuckDuckGo also now makes a browser. So you can get a DuckDuckGo browser. You can import your bookmarks from Safari, Firefox, Chrome, or Edge, and just use that as your daily internet source. And that's what I've done on my devices, just because it's a little more private than, you know, having everything you type in be tracked. Wow. So another thing you can do on your devices, or you can go to your Gmail account, and if you sign in at the top right, there will be a little silhouette. Usually it has your initial in it. And if you click on that and you go to settings, you'll see some interesting things. So one of the things you'll see is called web apps, web and app activity. So if you go there and click on web and app activity, you're going to see all the different apps and websites that you've given Google permission to follow you around on. So basically, if you get to a website, and you'll see now a lot of things, a lot of times they're coming out with what they call pass keys instead of passwords and usernames. So you get to a website that you haven't been to before, and you see some options: sign in with Google, sign in with Facebook, sign in with Apple.
Yeah.
So if you click that button, they just sign you in. They remember your password. You don't have to enter a username and you're in. So when Google does that, that's more information for them. Right. If you sign in with Apple, Apple's not tracking anything. They make enough money on their products that they don't use you as an advertising source. And then Facebook is another issue. They're an advertising company as well. And their main purpose is to generate income that brings their stock price up for their investors, you know. Mm-hmm. So Facebook is a little not as probably intrusive as Google, but you want to think about it before you would use that to sign in. So basically, if you're using a secure browser and you're signing in with something like Apple, or then you don't have any worries. But if you sign in with Google or Facebook on one of those one-step sign-ins, remember that some of the stuff you search for and look at is going to be reported back for advertising purposes. So if you go into web and app activity, you can see all the other things that are there that Google is tracking. So if you have your Nest listed there, your thermostat, turn it off. Google doesn't need to know when you're home and not. They don't need to know what temperature you're setting your thermostat at. You know, you might see a news site there, you know, and then if you sign in with Google, Google is tracking all the sites on that news that you'd visit. And then they'll gauge your interest and they'll target you with ads. So basically, if you go to the web and app activity tab, you could turn everything off. And then if it becomes a problem, the best thing to do is turn them all off. And then if you absolutely need it, it'll ask you to turn it on at some point. But that's like the opt out and opt in. Gotcha. When you see a web page, you know, it's usually you have to opt out of getting more email or something. Well, it's nicer when they just say opt in to receiving email from us, you know, and so that's changing your opt out to an opt in. So if you turn everything off in web and app activity, if you need something like a weather channel or something that uses Google, then you could turn it back on a case by case basis. Now, another thing you can do, if you have an auto sign in, you can disable that, because what happens is if you have Google and you open your web page and it takes you to Gmail automatically, then you can turn off the auto sign in your login settings in Google. The reason you want to do that is because if another family member or a cleaner, someone cleaning the house or something, comes in and taps the computer and wakes it up, boom, they're in your Gmail account.
Right.
And, you know, mail is kind of private, and you might be, you know, you don't want everybody to see that. So don't have it checked so you automatically sign in when you click on the bookmark that you have, and that'll be a little more secure. Another thing you can do for security is if you go to the file menu on any device, or you can set up private browsing mode, which means that your information that you type in is not tracked. So if you're shopping for Christmas gifts or anniversary gift, and you don't want your spouse to know what you're searching for, and you have you share a computer, well, turning on incognito mode or private browsing, it's called in Safari, will let you search and nothing's tracked, nothing's sold, nothing's gathered. That's another way you can kind of make your stuff a little safer. Another thing you can do is if you have an Android phone and you go to settings and look at the privacy tab, you'll see all the information there that Google uses, such as location services, timing, your calendar. So just be careful that, and if there's anything in there you don't want them to know about, make sure you turn it off. Now, another thing you can do with Google is on there, if you Google up a password checker, you can have Google check passwords that you're using for sites. And you can type a password in and Google will tell you this is secure or not secure. If you have a Mac computer, Safari, or actually in System Preferences, there's a privacy tab or a passwords tab. And when you click on that, there's also a little password checker. So there are goals out there and tools out there that you can use to make sure you have good passwords, which is the first step in any security protocol. Is if you have terrible passwords, if you're using Snoopy123 as your password and you have been for 10 years and you use it for everything, that's dangerous. Because, you know, someone hacks one site, they've got your password and email, and they can try it on all the other sites, and a couple go ding, and you're out of luck and probably out of usage of your credit card for a few days, and your credit card company has to send you a new card, which takes a few days. So, you know, passwords are the most biggest key to security in any way. And remember, if you use Google, you don't have to sign in to use it. So if you go to a site and they say sign in with Google, you can just X that out and ignore it. Because if you sign into Google, then they're tracking you and they know who you are. Now, one difference is YouTube. YouTube is owned by Google. And YouTube, you might want to stay signed into YouTube because you can also see your history. Now, Google also has access to your YouTube history, but it's convenient if you're using YouTube to be able to go back to something you might have seen 2 weeks ago. So with YouTube, it's probably safe to stay signed in. Hmm. But just remember that Big Brother is watching even when you're using YouTube. So as long as you're not looking at anything sensitive or something, then I wouldn't be concerned. But just for history purposes and saving videos and such, you might want to stay signed into YouTube. Another thing you can do, if you have any Google smart devices like a Nest thermostat or a Google Wi-Fi or a Google Assistant, which is like a Siri or Alexa type device, you can turn on what's called a guest mode where you're not signed in and they're not tracking you. So that's another thing that you can pay attention to when you're using these Google hardware is go into the settings of the device and turn on guest mode. And then your personal information isn't being transmitted back to them. Advertising. Another thing you can do is if you go into your Google settings and there's a section called ad settings, there you can turn off all the personalized ads that Google has turned on automatically based on your browsing history. So we talked earlier about you're shopping for some boots and you start seeing ads for boots all the time. If you go into ad settings, you can turn off the toggle that says, show me ads based on my browsing history.
Wow.
And that'll alleviate that. But that's actually a setting. So if you dig down into these Google security and privacy settings, you can turn off so many things that they're just using on a daily basis. And like I said, they're all opt out. These are on when you sign up for a Gmail account or you use Google and you have to manually turn them off. It'd be a lot better if they let you opt in.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. Yeah. And another thing is, go regularly review your Google privacy settings. A lot of these settings, if you turn off the ad tracking, it only turns it off for like 60 days. And it will tell you, we'll turn this off for 60 days. Revisit and turn it off again. You know, that's six times a year. You're going to have to go in and check your Google settings to keep your privacy standards up to where you want them to be.
Right.
So basically, that's some things that the guest mode and the privacy tab in Google settings will let you really open your eyes to the types of information that Google is able to, glean about your daily activities. And that is something that you can definitely take control of by going to the settings on any device and going to privacy and just digging around there, because you'll see that they are in a lot of places where you probably don't want them to be.
That's amazing. Wow. Wow. Now, DuckDuckGo, as a free browser, how do they generate revenue?
Well, they have other services they offer. Yeah. Like they offer a password manager. They offer a secure browser type thing that you can subscribe to. So they don't generate their income off of you. They have other services that they provide that you can upscale to. But there's never any requirement. You don't get any loss or any gain of features by paying DuckDuckGo extra for a password manager. It doesn't make the browser faster. So it's just options, but they're not using your data to generate income for themselves as Google is.
Very interesting. Once again, you covered things that I had no idea were even options or we just kind of go and have no idea what's going on. Like, and that, the creepiness of you look at a Boots website and then for the next week you're seeing ads for Boots and or whatever.
And that's exactly what's happening. And if you use Google Maps, use it anonymously because they know when you're at the doctor's office, they know how long you're in there. Then they know you went to the drugstore afterwards. So they know you're a prescription customer. So you're going to start seeing ads for medicine and you don't know how. Well, because you use Google Maps to get to the doctor and to the pharmacy.
Wow.
And if they know what kind of doctor you visited, they might know what kind of drug you might have subscribed. And just out of, common sense, they can advertise and market to you. So you have to be careful about all this stuff. It's not coincidences that you're seeing ads for this stuff. You have to make sure that you use your Google, assistant anonymously, turn it on guest mode, and just keep yourself under the radar.
Yeah.
And you'll have less harassment in your online activities.
And who knows where it's going to go to from here. I mean, From a marketing standpoint, you have to give them a lot of credit. Obviously, they they know what they're doing. But
and they've been able to do it kind of under the radar, and people don't really realize the depth of information that they have on you until you go to these settings. And I think you'll be amazed if you check that out, especially if you have a Gmail account. And go into all the privacy settings and look at everything, because there's quite a few things turned on there that I think will surprise you.
Well, good stuff, Jeff. Wowza. Well, hey, really appreciate you again spending time with us on a Monday morning, and we will see you real soon in the next episode.
Thank you. I'll be here.
Thanks for listening to the Naples Mac Help Podcast. To learn more about Naples Mac Help, go to naplesmachelp.com or call 239-595-0482.